sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And believe me, your voice does count on this station. Today, it's the voices of Brian Tripp, the analyst with the Lady Lion Basketball Radio Network. He joined us in the opening half hour. The second half hour was dominated by wrestling, as we talked to Jeff Byers, the play-by-play voice of the Penn State Wrestling Radio Network from West Lafayette. So we've gone from Indianapolis in the opening half hour with Brian to West Lafayette, Indiana in the second half hour with Jeff. And now we keep it home here in State College at the beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio, where, by the way, I received several comments on my email about what a strong show you've had.
I'm sure you did. The Steve Jones at WKOK.com email?
Yes. No, I mean, okay. One after another, they feel that maybe this might be your best performance yet.
And they may be right. I wish I could disagree.
I mean, several comments such as steady, dependable, quietly effective. These are some of the comments I'm getting on the email so far.
Let me guess, quietly effective was your favorite.
Didn't have a real favorite in all this. I just, you know, I'm just letting you know that the audience is noticing the home runs you're hitting today.
I'm just here to help the team do my part, and the good Lord willing, good things will happen.
That was a rather sad and pathetic speech. All right. Penn State basketball will take on Michigan. That'll be in the Jordan Center on Sunday. It'll be senior day for the Nittany Lions, but it's not exactly your typical senior day. Cam Woodyard and Billy Oliver are both hurt. They'll come out, get the ceremonial wave, and then exit. And then somebody else will play the game. There aren't many senior days like that in America, I can tell you that right now. But that's just unfortunately what has happened with both guys. And earlier I had a chance to talk with Cam and Billy, starting out with Cam and asking him on... exactly on Wednesday, how did he hurt that foot?
You know, just a routine cut, and I felt the pop in my foot, and I threw the ball down. And I couldn't really walk. I hop off the court, I run over to Saz or whatever, and, you know, they take me in the back and get X-rays.
I saw the picture. You done? Well, so now you have this role. I mean, give us an idea of the frustration level for you, because you get one senior night in your life. You were going to be a starter in the Big Ten tournament for the first time ever. So give us an idea of that frustration level.
It's extremely frustrating, you know. Just to have an opportunity that I had being taken away from me just in the snap of a finger. It's extremely frustrating because I've never been here. You know, I've never been a starter for this long, and there were high expectations towards that, and now, you know, I can't fulfill them, and that's the most frustrating part. You know, I'm still going to be there to support the team and be a leader vocally, but, you know, I can't go out and play that last Big Ten tournament with my boys.
And for you, at peace with what you ended up doing, or is there still anxiety for you?
Well, I'm still happy with my decision, but I think I'm always going to miss it and just, you know, want those last 10 or 15 minutes out on the court. But the way I reason that is, I think even if I had played 40 minutes every game for 4 years, I think when that it finally ended and I got to senior night, I'd still want those 20, 30 minutes on the court one more time. So it just came a little sooner than I had to.
In your 4 years here, for each of you, what is the moment that stands out as the moment you'll never forget?
That's tough. It's real tough. Wow. I would have to say that the tournament berth, you know, sitting in that room and having our name being called and just everybody jumping up, you know, starting different chants, you know, back and forth. We're pushing each other like we're in a mosh pit, you know, everybody jumping on each other. That feeling is just amazing. You know, you're never going to relive that. And I think that's one thing that I'll never forget. There's plenty of other things that I won't forget, but that's just one thing that sticks out to me right now.
Billy?
You know, I was going to say tournament berth too, but...
You can.
But,
You're allowed.
I'll look back, and even when I wasn't playing in redshirt, the Madison Square Garden with the 35, 37 busloads of students that came, and I'm just sitting at the end of the bench, and the floor is moving in waves as the students are jumping up and down, and that is, that's a feeling you can only describe like that, but unless you live it, you're not going to ever really get to fully experience it.
You mentioned the experience of it. What about now the Penn State overall experience? When you look back on your overall Penn State experience, you sign the national letter of intent. You come here to not only play college basketball, but also to get yourself an education along the way. What are the two of you looked at? When you look at the Penn State experience, what sticks out?
For me, it's just going through everything that Billy and I have been through in the 4 years, you know. The coaching change, you know, that's never gonna slip my mind. Everything that the football team has went through and the team has went through this year alone, that's one thing that I'm gonna tell that story for the rest of my life. You know, that's one thing I'll never forget. You know, just being a part of Penn State and this Penn State family is just amazing. And that, you know, that's one thing I was so happy to live and be have an opportunity to live.
Yeah, and the people, the fans here at Penn State, they're always going to stick with me. Even when I wasn't playing, I'd get good looks and, how you doing, Billy? They're second to none. Penn State's first-class people, and I can't thank them enough for all the support they've given us over the 4 years.
Give us an idea of the time management and also what the academic support people and what they mean to a student athlete.
They mean everything to us, you know. prime example is last night, you know. Our plane gets diverted to Pittsburgh. We scheduled to fly in the State College last night. We couldn't land. We wake up early this morning, and our academic advisor, Sue, is sending out emails to each one of our professors, you know, and just letting them know that we were going through travel and issues and things like that. You know, they do anything they can in their power to help us, and we really appreciate that.
I've probably changed my career path 10 times between double major, major, minor, try to throw masters in there. And all those times I got no idea what I'm doing, what channels I got to go through. And Sue took care of it every time, you know, getting the headaches to change my career path again. And I don't have to worry about that one bit. She's got it under control.
You mentioned you changed your career path several times. Give us an idea. Take us on a trip through your career path changes of what you thought about, changed your mind, thought about again, and then where you ended up.
Well, I've gone everywhere from a finance major has been really the only consistent thing I've done. I toyed with the idea of a music technology major. I'm trying to pursue an economics, second degree in economics. Masters, I still don't necessarily have a direction I've picked to go in. I'm thinking about accounting or just further my economics and turn it into a master's, but it really has been all over the place between minors, majors, and different fields.
Yeah, Roger, Jeff, and I had the same problem. When it came time to think about a master's degree, we stopped. All right. I can just do this without a master's degree, can't I? I'm hoping.
I got one, buddy.
Well, you have a master's degree. Tarman has a master's degree. Yeah. He's working with me. well.
A lot of good it did.
I know, a lot of good it did. For you, what about your path? Not as complicated as that.
Not nearly as complicated.
Nothing is.
coming in, I looked at RPTM, Recreation, Parks, and Tourism Management. Then early on, I switched to HDFS, which is Human Development and Family Studies. And I mean, I liked it, but switched over to CAS, to what I'm currently majoring in, which is Communications, Arts, and Sciences. I looked at a minor in HDFS and looked at my timetable and seen that I wasn't really able to finish the minor in the time that I wanted to get out of here with my CAS major, so I was just stuck with a CAS major.
By the way, what is your master's degree in, Tarman?
Exercise and sports science.
No. You see, he uses it. He watches you guys run up and down the court. Our number's 1.
So that's Billy Oliver, Cam Woodyard. Last night, I had a chance to talk with them. And once again, your strong show continues.
That's right. I'm here to do what I can to help. Wait, hold on. What's the line I'm looking for again?
I don't know what line you're looking for.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just happy to be here. Hope I can help the ball club. I'm doing my Bull Durham cliches today.
Hope you can help the ball club.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
You remember the line from Bull Durham, all those cliches that they went through when they're on the bus?
There's a bunch of them, yes.
Yeah, well, that's I'm going through all my cliches today. Happy to be here. Hope I can help the ball club.
Absolutely. Well, we'll take your calls. We have some open line time at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Open line time with you coming up after this on WKOK.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is going to make the month of March Sunbury Motors Hyundai Month. During the month of March, test drive any new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai, and you'll receive a $15 Brewers Outlet gift card. Why should you test drive a new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai? Well, listen to these awards. The 2012 Hyundai Sonata is the winner of Lowest Cost of Ownership by Kelley Blue Book. And the 2012 Hyundai Elantra was named Best Car Under $20,000 by AOL.auto.com. Every new Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And every Hyundai purchased at Sunbury Motors Hyundai receives an additional set of tires. If you're looking for a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, or at sunburymotors.com. The best care, the best attention, in the best facility. It's all at Nottingham Village Senior Living Community. Family owned for over 30 years, Nottingham Village is committed to quality of life. Your life. Comfortable elegance is the staple of Nottingham Village.
March is a madly busy month at Nottingham Village. We're breaking ground any second on our new short-term rehab addition with all the newest technology. On Sunday, March 18th, from 1 to 3, join us at 115 Bristol Lane for a Country House open house and learn how you can live at Nottingham Village for less. And don't forget to visit our wonderful 6th Annual Health and Wellness Fair on Saturday, March 24th, from 10 to 2 in the Retirement Center Great Room. I'm Judy Carr, Marketing Director, and I'll see you there.
Nottingham Village Senior Living Community. 60 Knights Road, Northumberland. For more information, visit online at nottinghamvillage.org. People caring for people. We're Nottingham Village.
Is the legacy you're leaving to your family in place? At Scheib Law, their family protection plan will make sure it is. You take your place in your family seriously, and so does Scheib Law. They will help you put your estate in order so your legacy is intact and your family will be taken care of. Scheib Law will help you save money, time, and hassle. You can rest assured knowing you're protecting your family. Find out more about the family protection plan at Scheib Law Lewisburg. Call 523-3200 or 877-313-7926.
For your next home improvement project, Lewisburg Builder Supply is the only name you need to know. In addition to being your local convenience source for hardware, building materials, and home improvement products, Lewisburg Builder Supply is also a full-service kitchen and bath design center. Lewisburg Builder Supply stocks and supports quality USA-made products and materials, while remaining fiercely price competitive. Stop by Lewisburg Builder Supply, Route 15 in Hafer Road, Lewisburg, or visit lewisburgbuilders.com. For over 70 years, Lewisburg Builder Supply has been your foundation for great building projects.
Open line time. 1-800-795-9565. Like to get as many calls in as possible between now and the bottom of the hour. We've got about 10 minutes worth, and then we'll get John Stroh in here. Sunbury's own. For Kevin, this will be like a job audition. This will be great.
A job audition?
Sure.
What am I auditioning for? I want to prepare.
I'm sure they have something in the, you know, behind the camera somewhere.
I don't want to be behind the camera. I've done that already.
Then you're good at it. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Camera time would be for Bartlett.
Well, I was in front of the camera once. They just needed the bigger angle lens. That's all they needed. Hey, did you hear about the story that's breaking on the four-letter network regarding the Saints having bounties on players, the Saints defense?
Well, it didn't help. They didn't win.
They had bounties, which would be a violation of rules in 09, 10, and 11.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's not good.
Between 22 and 27 defensive players, as well as the defensive coordinator Greg Williams, maintained a bounty program for funded primarily by players in violation of NFL rules. The investigation by the league's security department determined that improper pay for performance program included bounty payments to players for inflicting injuries on opposing players that would result in them being removed from the game. In some cases, the amounts pledged were both significant and directed against a specific opposing player, according to the league's investigation.
Well, that's two things. Number one, that's not supposed to happen unless it needs to be investigated. Number two, who would leak that?
That's what I wanted to find
out. How would you want anybody to know that that was happening?
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to find out. I was hoping that further in this story there would be details on who leaked it and why. Let's see. The investigation began in early 2010 when allegations were first made that Saints players had targeted opposing players, including Kurt Warner of the Cardinals, Brett Favre of the Vikings. Now, that was in a Roger Goodell statement. Our security department interviewed numerous players and other individuals. At the time, those interviewed denied that any such program existed, and the player that made the allegation retracted his earlier assertions. As a result, the allegations could not be proven.
Who would release that?
Well, obviously, it's somebody that's not on the team anymore and had a beef. I can't imagine somebody that would be still on the team and go, I think I'm just going to out everybody on this one.
Wow.
The investigation showed that total amounts of funds in the pool may have reached $50,000 or more at its height during the 09 playoffs. The program paid players $1,500 for a knockout, $1,000 for a card-off, and with payouts doubling or tripling during the playoffs.
Wow.
Yeah, that's ugly. That is just ugly.
That's bad. That is very, very bad. Well, you can't have that. I mean, you can't have that. I mean, winning and losing has to be the bottom line as to what makes you tick. I mean, if you need any more motivation than winning and losing, something's wrong. And winning and losing is what it's all about. I mean, they understand the winning part. They won a Super Bowl, for goodness sakes. They've also understood what it's like to go to Seattle in the opening round of the playoffs and not win. And they also know what it felt like this year when San Francisco knocked them off.
I'm still reading through here trying to find if they mention who might have blown the whistle on this. They mentioned the Saints general manager failing to stop the bounty program when directed to do so by the Saints owner Tom Benson. While Coach Sean Payton was aware of the allegations, he did not pursue them or take steps to stop the bounty program, according to the investigation findings.
So he's aware of it.
Well, yeah, and I don't know that that helps his case, the whole thing either.
No, it does not.
That makes
it
even worse.
It makes it worse.
I mean, the only one right now in the program, in the entire team structure at this moment, just looking at what I'm seeing here in front of me, is probably the Saints owner.
Right.
At this point.
Who directed it to be stopped.
Right.
Well, if you directed to be stopped and you happen to be the ones, the guy that's peeling the paper.
The one that has his name on the bottom right-hand corner of the paper.
Most businesses, for example, usually say, okay, they want us to do this. Okay, we're not going to do this. I mean, most businesses I'm around. That's why I laughed the other day out loud about people debating about whether the Red Sox should have beer in the clubhouse or not. Okay.
Well, that's a big no.
Name a business in America that today, at the end of the day, has beer in the lobby for you on the way out. Who? Name one. Name a business.
I don't know, but I'm kind of interested in finding one, though.
There isn't a single business in America today that has beer waiting for the employees when the workday is over with. Okay, Oh, and by the way, you get to drive home, too.
Oh, yeah, there's a great idea.
And there are people in our realm, in what we do, that are openly debating it. Can't believe they're doing this. This is part of the culture. What are you, insane?
Yeah, that doesn't make any... I mean, that's why I didn't even bring it up to you. I really didn't, because it seemed so dumb that to even debate the fact that it would be a good idea, I just didn't even bring it up as one of our topics.
Look, Terry Francona never should have been let go by the Red Sox. I'll start with that right now. Bill O'Brien and I were talking about this morning. All right? And, you know, because Bill knows Terry Francona. And he said Francona would come by. He says, great guy. And everybody knows the job he did. I looked, I said to Bill, I said, 1918 to 2003, no World Series. You know, suddenly out of nowhere, the guy, you know, he wins 2 in 4 years. I think you keep him.
He's shown something that somebody else wasn't able to do.
I mean, 100 years, I mean, he seems to be the one guy that pushed the right buttons. I'd work with him, okay? But they start debating. I mean, Joe Madden jumps in and makes fun of the Red Sox for doing this. Joe, no business in America has beer waiting for the employees at the end of the day. Oh, and you get to drive home. Are we losing it here?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm with you. That doesn't make any sense at all. It seemed like a no-brainer to me, but you're right. I've heard a lot of people discussing and debating it. It's not like they just, you know, it's not like there were bottles of champagne laying around that they were using to celebrate a whatever win, a division win or a World Series win. We're just talking about every day at the end of the day, here you are in the office type of beer laying around.
I mean, Joe Portelli does mention something in a text to me that, yeah, maybe Straw Brewery does.
All right. That's a good point. That is
maybe
a
they do.
Point.
But I'm telling you right now, everywhere from General Electric to Pratt & Whitney Aircraft to Wise Markets to this radio station, I'm telling you right now, Boeing, Lockheed, NASA, there's not beer waiting at the end of the workday saying, hey, let's just all kick back for a while. What a great day, huh?
Steve, we're going to have routine inspections now of your studio just to make sure that there's nothing in the fridge that shouldn't be there.
Nope, not me. I'm not. I'm never in that category.
By the
never way, in that category.
Our own Carissa Maxwell has broken a couple of stories here. I don't know if you had heard more about this, but Penn State authorities looking for the driver who knocked down and stole the sign for Paternoville outside of Beaver Stadium. She was talking about that on her Twitter feed earlier today.
Well, Carissa does a great job. Well done. And, but again, I go back to my premise. I mean, Joe Madden made fun of the Red Sox. Joe Madden, you're wrong.
Cannot argue with you.
I mean, Joe Madden is wrong. It's not part of the culture, okay? Nobody leaves work at the end of the day and goes, hey, good news, there's a kegger. John Stroh steps in after Sarah Bartlett at the bottom of the hour with WKOK News.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
From the beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio at the Chateau, great to have you with us. And we're joined now by the executive producer of WHVL-TV. And also, you catch the Blue White Tailgate Show in Wilkes-Barre all the time.
Oh, on WQMY.
On WQ. Sunbury's own.
Carrie Stroh.
Known to us as John Stroh.
Well, it's a witness protection thing.
I understand that. I understand. First of all, Kevin, several comments on the website. This has been, let's see, your best show yet. I'm getting a lot of stuff on my Twitter feed.
You wouldn't even know where your Twitter feed is.
How do you know? I set up an account.
No. No, you did not.
Yes, I have.
I've looked. You're not there.
No, I'm on. It's all good.
He's playing you, Kevin.
Oh, I know he is. He can't even spell Twitter, yet alone tweet.
You guys think I'm a player all the time, don't you? John, for you to the path out of Sunbury, what did growing up there, living there, help foundation-wise as you rose through the ranks, eventually working in Pittsburgh for many years, now as an executive producer of your own TV productions?
Well, you know, I think there's something about Sunbury that, in particularly central Pennsylvania, that gives you, you know, a very strong work ethic. You know, it's a hard area. It's a tough area. You know, there's when you're on the playground, that you can't really be soft. You know, everybody kind of goes hard. And there's, you know, it's just there's a blue collar ethic that comes out of someone from the Susquehanna Valley in particular and Sunbury. That's, you know, it's just essential to being successful.
John Stroh joining us here in the Sunbury Motor Studio. Your brother, of course, still a very important part of what's going on there.
Absolutely. My brother is the, as everyone knows, Sam Stroh is my brother, the head football coach at Shikellamy. Absolutely. We're quite proud of him.
I can imagine you would be. I know along the way he's run into Kevin Herr. We won't get into the
story.
Listen,
I'm going to tell you right now that you're a much better interview right now. Even only 5 minutes in, I can tell.
Well, Kevin, that's because he's entrenched in coach speak. You know, he's got the cliche book down perfect.
Yes, he does.
You know, Kevin, as a former SID, he won't let me help him.
He has completely and totally studied the Bull Durham cliche list. You're right.
Oh, he's got them all. It's down to a science with him.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, he's a great interview, right, Kevin?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Well, he tells me about his brother all the time. He says, "You're on Sunbury? You're on Sunbury?" He says, My brother's there.
Yep. The whole clan's there. My oldest brother is the head coach at.
So, I mean, the opportunity for us to double the ratings at this moment just from your family.
Yes, exactly. And I notified them all, except Sam didn't answer his cell phone.
You know, I just had the same problem.
What a told you he wouldn't answer, Kevin.
You're right.
What a coincidence. Yeah. For you, you worked in Pittsburgh for a long time.
7 years.
7 years.
At FSN Pittsburgh in Western Pennsylvania for about 12.
All right. Along the way, you're in a major league situation there.
Sure.
Give us an idea of what that meant to you, not just career-wise, but also how it forms how you think now about the television business.
Well, I think one of the things now that when you work in Pittsburgh, you know, it's a top 25 market, and I loved my time in Pittsburgh. It was some of the best years, and when you get to interact on certain levels, you know, when you're interacting with the Pirates, the Steelers, and the Penguins, and, you know, in Penn State and Pitt and West Virginia, you know, I was dealing with all of those guys, and when you're dealing with them, it's a great experience. I mean, there's just so many perks to it, and you have so much inside information. You know, you may know more than the guys in your newsroom may know, because when you're talking to those guys each week, they'll give you some nuggets, and it was a great experience. And I think the way that I think now with WHBL is that I try to think bigger. You know what I mean? Like, I try to set a very high bar for WHVL, and, you know, with the blue-white tailgate, we try, and you know this firsthand, we try to set a high bar. We don't want to, you know, we want our production, you know, we're sitting at market 102 is what we're numbered at, but we try to set
a bar.
Which
includes, by the way, Wilkes-Barre, and that's where the show is seen.
Correct.
By the way, in the Sunbury market.
Right. Yeah, and you know, we try to set a bar that's very high. You know, I try to hold WHVL, you know, I'm not saying that we're there yet, but I want to get to standards that are FSN Pittsburgh-like, that are Comcast Sportsnet, you know, CSN Philly, like, I mean, you know, I know that we won't be there, but those are the standards that I want to get to. That's what I hold for us.
It was the only television show this year that was able to get Sean Lee, Skype, Dallas Cowboys,
Derek Wake,
Cameron Wake, defensive and all pro defensive end for the Dolphins, get him on Skype, and get Case Keenum, Houston's quarterback, as well on the line before the Ticket City Bowl. Part of the big thinking, big structure. I mean, when we go through production meetings, I mean, obviously, between you and me, there's a lot of yelling and screaming. It's really, it's tenuous. It's awful. Kevin, you know the feeling.
Kevin, it's me yelling at him. It's all
know,
one way.
I know the feeling. Believe me.
Have you and I ever had a crossword?
I don't think so.
No.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I don't think so either.
Not at all.
We always laugh about everything, mm-hmm. right? But when it comes time to get down and get serious, we have seven segments. I always kid about the G block. We get to he says, Steve, it's G block time, really. The G block. I love the G block because that's the last one we take.
That's exactly. It. He can smell the finish line.
You're darn right, I can. But we try to map out seven segments. And it's more than just slapping things together. Give us an idea of when you start thinking about features for the season, because obviously they change on a weekly basis. But going into the season, we have ideas. When do you start putting those ideas down as potentials? We may cross them off along the way, but some make the cut. When do you start doing that?
Well, I try to, you know, you've sat in our production meetings, but for the people out there, you know, we try to sit about 3 weeks out. Yeah. You know, I think that was our goal. Our goal was three weeks out. To be thinking that far, you know, to be thinking 3 weeks ahead, and you know that that's going to change. And boy, did we have, you know, circumstances that changed hourly this year. Yeah, I mean, it was such a tenuous situation by the end of the year. But you try to think 3 weeks out, and as you know, there were literally situations this year where we ripped shows up, you know, just ripped up the rundown and threw it away
the day of,
you know, and had to totally readjust the show. But yeah, we think 3 weeks out. And that's, and the reason we do that is because, you know, I think in other markets in at bigger stations and things, I think they can think more to the moment. But for us being short, we have a little smaller staff, so we have a little greater challenge than the other stations do. So I think we need to think further out. And also the thing is that when you look at features, you can think farther out. You know, when we're looking at, is there a player we want to feature? Do we want to do a retrospective on Darrell Clark, or do we want to do a feature on Matt McGloin? Well, we can think longer term with those. I think they're longer term things. Things don't change as much inside of those. But when you're breaking down opponents and things like that, I think you get more, you know, when you're breaking down the Iowa defense and things like that, I think you get more to a week to a week scenario.
So I know one of the things John and I have talked about for the upcoming season, and these are things not etched in stone. This is only March 2nd.
Yeah.
But with a brand new staff, a get-to-know-you segment. Let's get to know Mac McWhorter. Let's get to know Charlie Fisher. I had a long talk, in fact, with Charlie Fisher this morning, which is going to be a great segment for fans in our area because, you know, as he was talking to me this morning about growing up in Allenwood.
Yeah, you know, I think that's going to be great. And I think, you know, one of the things when we have all this turnover, you know, everybody needs to get to know this staff. The previous staff, they knew. The previous staff, I mean, there were guys here for 33 years.
Right.
And you know everything there is to know. It's completely different now. It's a whole new deck of cards. It's a whole new scenario. There's a good cliche for you, Kevin. I'm sure Sam will be using that one next season. But, you know, things are totally changing. People need to get to know these people.
And it's also valuable for them, too, to get to know you. Now let's take it from their point of view. They have to have the people of Pennsylvania also find out who they are, especially when they go out to recruit.
Absolutely.
All right. When they go out to recruit, this will be an additional vehicle for them. So for us, get to know you is for the fans. For them, get to know you is for recruits and also for the fans at the same time. So it works double for them.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a two-way street. You know, and one of the things we're going to look to do this year is we're going to look to add an additional market or possibly more. So that, you know, that's going to play out two, threefold for them. You know, it's going to help get them. It's going to expand their base, and it's going to allow people to get to know them and know what they're about and get a sense of their personality, et cetera, which is going to help. You know, it'll help the program long term with recruiting residually. You know, it's a residual effect for them.
Right. No. No.
It's a bonus.
Yeah. No question about that. Kevin, any questions?
No, not at all. Actually, I'm just sitting here talking with the chief, who's actually hanging out with us. So.
In fact, we should get the chief involved here in just a few moments. Just a quick preview, because you have a game tonight.
Well, yeah, and Chief was telling me that he was coaching at one point when a few of the Strohs were at center, which seems to be a family trait that everybody played center.
It was, Kevin, but I got smart enough and moved to tackle. I took a couple shots, and I'm gone. I'm done.
By the way, Chief, you're there right now with Kevin.
He's going to hop over in the studio in just a minute.
Well, what we'll do is, after the commercial break, we'll get him involved, because we should preview Shikellamy's basketball game tonight. A couple more questions with John, then all four of us together will be on at the same time.
This program's a well-oiled machine.
I'm producing it on the fly. The well-oiled machine today so far has had Brian Tripp from Indianapolis,
Jeff Byers from West Lafayette and Cam Woodyard and Billy Oliver. I wouldn't comment too much about the well-oiled machine in a sarcastic way, Mr. Herr.
Yeah,
Steve,
yeah, yeah.
Steve, you would never know that you're producing this on the fly.
No. nobody noticed that.
Until Kevin let your secret out.
Exactly right. I had it planned out for days. We're good. For you, the blue-white game coming up, we'll have a show for that.
We will.
We'll have a show for that. As intriguing a show and as intriguing a blue-white game since maybe Derek Williams, Justin King?
Oh, absolutely. This will be the most intriguing blue-white show we've ever done for a spring game. Absolutely. I mean, with the turnover, and you know, there's so many moving parts this year. You know, coach is gone, coach is coming, recruiting class, etc. You know, what are they going to do with quarterback? How's that going to shake out? How's the offensive line going to be? I mean, you know, it seems like we always ask that question about the offensive line.
Yes, we do.
But yeah, this is going to be an extremely intriguing spring, and I'm excited for it to begin.
I can tell you right now that as of this morning, Bill O'Brien was very pleased with the work ethic and where his team is after the winter program, because they're all gone for spring break now. This morning was the last winter program workout. He left very pleased with what he saw. We'll come back. We'll get the Chief Dave Ritchie involved, along with John Stroh. And for one of the rare times today, words of wisdom from Kevin Herr.
Is bigger better? For hospitals intent on enhancing the health and well-being of the community, there's a lot to be said for working together. I'm Dr. Glenn Steele, President and CEO of Geisinger Health System, with a continuing discussion on improving health care. We live in a changing world where no one is immune to economic challenges, not even hospitals. To ensure that communities continue to have access to the high-quality health care they deserve, hospitals are joining forces, pooling resources, and coming together to provide continuity and stability. Larger regional systems can help community hospitals continue their good work. They can attract specialists, build facilities, and develop programs and services that are usually only available in large urban hospitals. Hospitals working together for the good of their patients and communities, that's a good thing. A healthier America is within reach. For Geisinger Health System, I'm Dr. Glenn Steele.
Here we are at Front Street Motors at the Wall in Sunbury, and we're getting ready for the second group of mailers to go out. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, it is income tax matching program, Scott, and we're going to match up to $3,000 on a purchase of a used car, truck, or SUV. And if you don't have any income tax coming back, we're going to give you $500 cash on that sale.
Those mailers are going out to Shamokin, Cole Township, Elysburg. I see, let me look, Mount Carmel, Coltmont, Dorinsythe, Milton. What about if you don't live in these
areas? You know what? If you don't live in these areas, we have the voucher in last week's shopper, and we have some vouchers in here that you can pick up.
Hey, Gary, what about credit status?
You know what, Scott? If you have excellent credit, you're going to get rates as low as 2.29% on this sale. And you know what? If you have damaged credit or if you're just getting out of a bankruptcy, this program will also work for you and get you in that car.
You want to hurry into Front Street Motors. Time is ticking away now through Saturday, March 3rd, and then it's over.
It's the feeling you get when everything's just right.
If you can't get around like you used to, there's no need to go to a nursing home. Stay in your home with help from the Medical Center Pharmacy. With one of their stair glides, you can get your mobility back. They install and repair, keeping your stair glide ready and reliable for many years to come. They also carry a large variety and selection of medical equipment and wheelchairs, hospital beds, and new diabetic shoes. They'll deliver to your home, too. All at the Medical Center Pharmacy in downtown Sunbury.
At the Chateau, the Sunbury Motors Studio, Steve Jones, John Stroh. Meanwhile, at WKOK East, Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie.
Chief in studio as we speak, getting ready for Danville Shikellamy tonight. He's doing his homework over there and listening to the show at the same time.
Well, listen, it's great to hear from Kerry. I mean, it's been a long time since I've heard from him, and we've all proud of everything he's accomplished. And I will agree, of all the Stroh boys, he's probably the one that I would say has the best lines. All right, I'm telling you what, Kerry, or I always knew you by Kerry, and I forgot your first name was John. So, yeah. But you know, hey, from everybody at Shikellamy, we say congratulations, Kerry. It's been a long time. So I started coaching when your older brother Brent was a senior, and Coach Sam came along, and then of course you were the baby in the family.
That's right.
And you've got some
seat time yelling at me.
Yeah, that's true. Did a very nice job too, both in football and as our heavyweight wrestler. So you know, he's got a great athletic background. Played when Shikellamy had some solid football teams and a great wrestling program.
That's all right. Thank you, Coach. Thanks. It's great to hear from you.
Yes, you're welcome. I'm sorry I can't see you in person, but this is the next best thing. So.
Well, I've been spending a little more time in town. I'm sure our paths will cross.
Eventually.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm sure they will. Let's get to tonight's game. Schick and Danville, that will be played in Milton tonight at 7:30. For Schick, this is obviously a thrill to get to this point, but you have to take it beyond the thrill because it's a great opportunity. To make the great opportunity pay off, what must happen tonight? Besides, obviously, scoring more points than the opponent. Let's get the Kevin Herr key to the game out of the way.
That's the Tim Four key to the game. That's his answer all the time.
We must score more points. Really? Okay, good.
Yeah, that's usually what Coach Four tells Kevin when he interviews him. I think the most important thing that the kids from Shikellamy have to remember that they've gotten here, it's been since 1979 that they've gotten to a district final. But that's just not enough. They could win a district title, bring only the second district title to the school district, which was started in 1964-65, and you know, not just be satisfied with getting there. They know they're going to have a state playoff game next week someplace, but boy, I'll tell you what, it's a lot better to get that gold medal around your neck than that silver. And I'm no Coach Four, and Coach Ziegler and Coach Minier have been working hard to tell them that hey, we got here, but let's go to the next step. Let's get to the next level and let's be champs.
Well, and the other side of that too is you look at 2011 last year, Chief, a 54-48 overtime loss in the playoffs. Danville's eliminated Shikellamy in the playoffs for two out of the last three opportunities, 2009 and 2011, and they're 5-21. Listen, there's motivation here in this game, not just for a District 4 championship, but there's motivation to be able to handle Danville because Danville's handled them over the years.
Well, both teams know each other very well. This will be the third time that they've met, and some of these kids, especially the seniors, have been playing each other since ninth grade. So, you know, you're talking about 8 to 10 games. And the Shikellamy has played very well. They had Danville down up at Danville in the first game, and at Shikellamy they played well. They had one very bad spot in the game that they left Danville get ahead. The one thing that I know for sure, we're going to have a healthy center tonight, and Taylor Montz has both times has been sick, and he hasn't been at his best physical wise. So that'll be a plus. And Ernie Tyler's back. Ernie Tyler is a 6'2" guard that can, when he guards you, you're not going to be able to get that 3-point shot off as quickly if you're the guard that he's over, and that's going to be another plus. So we're hoping that, as a Shikellamy fan, we're hoping that the third time that we will be able to play a full 32 minutes of great basketball, both defensive and on the offensive end.
What about the ability to handle a press, though?
Well, we have, I think, this is probably the best trio of guards that we've had. In fact, our entire team is very good at dribbling, and the press has not really bothered us. It bothered us a little bit in the Danville game both times, but they adjusted very well. And it's nice when your bigs can also dribble. But with Ernie back, and we also Benny Delgado can dribble. This is if you like guard play, you're going to see great guard play tonight from Danville and Shikellamy, because you got two of the premier guards, two seniors in Tyler Pratt and Andrew Andrejczyk. I mean, these guys are the best, and that'll be very entertaining. But I think the Braves have come a long way with not getting not getting flustered when they throw that full court trap at you. You know, it's easy as a coach. You tell kids if there's two or three people trapping you, there's a lot of people open. And as a coach, sometimes you just can't figure out why they can't find that open person. And a lot of times it's because they don't come back to the ball. And the kids have been working hard at it. And Steve, it'll be a problem. And I'm glad you brought it up. But I think we're ready to handle it tonight.
Hey, Kevin, what's your excitement level for this game?
Somewhere between heart attack and passing out.
Yeah, that's
is that from lunch or is that...
No, I can't tell you how exciting it is to after coming one game short, following Shikellamy for so many years, being able to finally call a District 4 championship game, and then knowing one way or another you're still going into the state playoffs and you have a chance to just do one more game and see the team one more time. And this has been a fun season.
Yes, I can imagine it has been a very fun season. John, I want to ask you if, for example, any one of your hosts, me included, mm-hmm. came right on the set with an orange shirt and an orange and blue tie.
It's not blue. It was not blue. It was orange and tan. It was not blue.
If someone comes to you with that color combination on the set, what is your advice as an executive television producer?
Go home. Go. Well, fortunately for us, Macy's is across the street. Take your credit card for a walk. My cameras cannot handle that.
Then you wouldn't like the teal that I'm wearing today. That wouldn't go well either.
The blue is better than the orange. The orange could give someone a stroke at home.
I mean, Dave, do you enjoy working with a test pattern?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have not seen that wardrobe combination. I've basically, Kevin is the khaki
check,
and the...
Check the website.
I'll have to look at it.
You have to check the
Steve,
website.
Who's the guy on TBS?
Craig Sager.
Kevin, are you trying to give Craig Sager a run?
I am.
I'll tell you, Sager's a great guy. I like Sager. I know. I've talked to him a few times. He's a great guy.
Kevin, did you get that ensemble from Kleinbauer's? Or?
I picked it up a couple of different places locally. Yes.
Yeah, Dollar General.
Oh, that was cold. Wow.
I'm pulling out of the airport in Tupelo, Mississippi, right? And we go down the highway. There are two places they had on the highway between there and Oxford. The first place was called the Cut and Gut. I went, I'm thinking to myself, this can't be real. And then they had an exit, and the only thing at the exit was Dollar General.
Nice.
And you know what I thought of at that moment? Kevin.
You know, it's nice to know that I'm on your mind other places than just in the program.
Absolutely.
Good or bad, at least it's nice to know.
You're the only guy I know that has a credit card at Dollar General.
Oh, me and Sarah Fisher, that's right. Yeah.
John Strope, thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you, Steve.
He'll be on with us many times. Chief, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Coach.
Good talking to you too, John.
John, Dave, Kevin. Sarah Bartlett with the news at the top of the hour, following CBS News. Have a great weekend and enjoy the game tonight at 7:30 on WKOK.